Do I look like an imbecile to you? I don't know what you look like. Why are you looking at him? I can look where I want to. No, you can't. If you look at him again, I'll shoot you. The boy was sitting with both hands on top of his head and looking out between his forearms.
I'll bet that boy's hungry. Why don't you all just come on to the truck? Get something to eat. Ain't no need to be such a hard ass.
You don't have anything to eat. Let's go.
Go where?
Let's go.
I ain't going nowheres.
You're not.
No, I ain't.
You think I won't kill you, but you're wrong. But what I'd rather do is take you up this road a mile or so and then turn you loose. That's all the head start we need. You won't find us. You won't even know which way we went.
You know what I think?
What do you think?
I think you're chicken shit.
He let go of the belt, and it fell in the roadway with the gear hanging from it. A canteen, an old canvas army pouch, a leather sheath for a knife. When he looked up, the road rat was holding the knife in his hand. He'd only taken two steps, but he was almost between him and the child.
What do you think you're going to do with that?
He didn't answer. He was a big man, but he was very quick. He dove and grabbed the boy and rolled and came up holding him against his chest with the knife at his throat. The man had already dropped to the ground, and he swung with him and leveled the pistol and fired from a two-handed position balanced on both knees at a distance of 6 feet. The man fell back instantly and lay with blood bubbling from the hole in his forehead. The boy was lying in his lap with no expression on his face at all. He shoved the pistol in his belt and slung the knapsack over his shoulder and picked up the boy and turned him around and lifted him over his head and set him on his shoulders and set off up the old roadway at a dead run. Holding the boy's knees, the boy clutching his forehead, covered with gore and mute as a stone. They came to an old iron bridge in the woods where the vanished road had crossed an all but vanished stream. He was starting to cough, and he'd hardly breath to do it with. He dropped down out of the roadway and into the woods. He turned and stood gasping, trying to listen. He heard nothing. He staggered on another half mile or so and finally dropped to his knees and put the boy down in the ashes and leaves. He wiped the blood from the boy's face and held him.
"It's okay," he said. "It's okay."